After bringing home the gold from last year's state tournament, the McDonald Lady Macs entered this year's postseason knowing every night there'd be a target on their back. The second season begins. Good evening and welcome inside Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls for this WIAA Division IV Regional Semifinal, pitting your number one seeded McDonald Central Lady Macs against the number eight seed, the Marathon Red Raiders. Cooper at the left elbow to LMA. Cooper for three left. Wicked.
Nice shot.
Love slides a bounce pass to the right side. Scooped out of there by Emily Cooper with a steal. Ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn down the left side of the lane. A reverse layup is good. Under 5 minutes in, Aubrey Dorn knocks away another pass. She gobbles it up at midcourt and then swats it ahead to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler, beautiful pass to LMA Cooper, slashing to the hoop and scores.
That was just great play by everybody.
Jensen drives there in the lane, high off the window and in. From 6 feet out, Kylie Jensen, a teardrop off the window. 8 minutes remaining in the first half, and McDonald has not allowed a point. They barely allowed a shot. LMA Cooper left of the circle for three.
She's feeling it tonight, too.
23-2, the Lady Macs. LMA Cooper to answer as she attacks, and she has 14 points. Caitlin Love with the rebound. She's trapped here midcourt, and Emily Cooper swoops in for the steal and the layup coast-to-coast. Izzy Hartman bats a pass to Callie Goulet, and another steal by McDonald. They average over 20 steals per game. They're going to get that in the first half. A deep three right at the circle for Emily Cooper. Finds the range. Helke right wing, and Emily Cooper takes it away. Shovels it ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn, another easy layup as she jogs that one in. Emily Cooper, rough attacking the basket, and scores. The freshman up and in for two. To Claire Ruff. Ruff right block extended. Fires a pass down to Kendall Hepler.
Oh, my goodness.
Up and arm for Hepler.
What a great pass sequence there.
And Siegenthaler, another interception, goes in high off the glass. What a nice touch falling away from the left block for the freshman. She has 4 points. Finds Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler with five, with four, with three. Siegenthaler pulls up. 16-foot jumper comes up late. Offensive rebound.
Goodness.
Will they count?
Yes.
Kendall Hepler beats the buzzer.
Wow, that's
43-3 at the half.
That's just Kendall.
Callie Goulet driving in hard, misses, grabs her own rebound up and in and scores. And Aubrey Dorn just ripped it away. Dorn has a one-on-one against Love, beats her to the rim and scores.
She's just so smooth.
It's over to LMA Cooper. First team all-conference player herself. Shrugs off her defender, steps back for a fall-away jumper from the left elbow. Oh, my goodness. The ankle breaker and then the step back J.
Yeah.
51-3, the Lady Macs. Emma Love up top against Emily Cooper, and Emily Cooper just swats it away. Now a long push ahead to younger sister LMA Cooper. Swoops to the rack and scores. She has 18. Ruff to Kendall Hepler. Hepler finds Ann Siegenthaler cutting hard to the rim and scores. Catching air and flipping one up to the cup for two. Ann Siegenthaler taken away in the lane off the tip by Claire Ruff. Ruff a one-on-two, dumps it off to Flanagan. Beautiful pass. And Chloe up and in for two. 7 seconds, throws into the left corner to Lang. Lang driving baseline. Her shot blocked away by Rozowski. Put back, Pakatong, no, and the clock hits triple zeros here in the regional semifinal as McDonald roars to victory. Your final here in Chippewa Falls, the McDonald Lady Macs 65, the Marathon Red Raiders 12.
The first step taken and the road to the Resh continues. But now the Stratford Tigers come for a visit, hoping to claim the regional crown for themselves. This is McDonald Lady Macs playoff basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
This is McDonald Macs basketball.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Macs is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Macs pregame show, Here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Mets! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium, site of this WIAA Division IV Regional Final, pitting your number one seeded McDonald Central Lady Macs against the number four seed, the Stratford Tigers. McDonald out of the Western Cloverbelt Conference co-champs with Fall Creek. They are 23-2 on the season, 13-1 in conference play. Stratford 14-11 on the season. They're from the Marrowwood South, where 10-6 in conference action this year, took third place in conference. Stratford coming off a win last night at home over the number five seed Abbotsford in that regional semifinal, 56-34. They won. They were up 17-10 at the half. In that game, they were led by Casperson. That's Kayla Casperson, a 5'4" junior with 17 points. Also, Carly Pankratz had eight. Another 8 points from the lone senior on this entire roster, Ashley Hollitz. And then two players with 7 points. Those would be Tria Tubbs and also with 7 points, Emily Zelke. Tubbs, a sophomore, and Zelke, a 6'2" sophomore, tallest player on the Stratford Tigers roster. On the other scoring column for that regional semifinal win for Stratford, Lainey Pankratz, one of the two Pankratz sisters, with 6. They are a young team, the Stratford Tigers team, but some height again as McDonald moves from Division 5 to Division 4. Certainly seeing teams with a little bit more length than maybe they saw in that Division 5 tournament, but McDonald looked every part a defending state champion last night. 40 steals in that game, only 10 turnovers of their own. Running clock, mercy rule in the second half. They were up 43-3 at the break and roared to a victory over Marathon, the 8 seed, 65-12. We'll break that game down, hopefully in more detail, as we go through Lady Macs pregame here on WOGO Sports. Well, speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. And when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award. Since it started in 1965, from football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. Lady Macs pregame, as per usual, we'll chat with both head coaches, starting with head coach Tammy Christofferson of the Stratford Tigers. That's all ahead in 3 minutes. It's a regional final tonight on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. Also live streaming video and WOGO Sports play-by-play audio via Macs TV. We'll be back in 3 on WOGO Sports.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max playoff pregame live from Chippewa Falls McDonald High School, site of this WIAA Division 4 regional final game between the Stratford Tigers and your McDonald Central Lady Max. Here with head coach Tammy Christofferson of Stratford. And coach, obviously getting a couple games under your belt at this point too, you hope to be in a flow in the second season when it is one and done and adjusting to the pressure, but playing a number one seed, it can be a little intimidating, I'm sure.
You know, they're a talented team. We know that coming in. We're a scrappy team. We don't quit. We work hard. So we're hoping to make a really good game of this tonight. But we have a fair idea what we're up against, too.
Coach, when you look at your roster, obviously what jumps out is just one senior in your starting lineup. But it's a youthful team, and you told us off the air the injury bug has bitten you as well, too. So how does that impact the depth of your bench?
You know, these have been a resilient group of young ladies. We've lost 2 of our starters to blown ACLs this year. We're missing another one tonight, you know, but they always seem to adjust, and they're a group that just keeps rolling along, you know. They'll fight hard, and they play hard, so you can never count us out.
And finally, Coach, that 22-point win last night on your home floor, now going on the road. When Stratford Tigers basketball is rolling the way you want to see it, what does it look like?
You know, we are a defense-oriented team. We are young, like you said. We've had some ups and downs this season, but I feel like the last few weeks we've really definitely put together a stronger offensive game, and we're going to need it tonight. They average, 70 points a game? We average about 45 points a game, so that offense is going to have to come early and often. But they'll work hard, and so can't ask for anything more than that.
Coach, it's so much fun to be in this back-to-back here in the regional semi-regional final. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck to you and the young ladies tonight.
Thank you.
Head Coach Christofferson of Stratford back with Coach Cooper of the Lady Max on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
New York's brand
metal roof.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Welcome back to Lady Max Playoff Pregame from McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It's the regional final, your number one seed in McDonald Central Lady Max against the number four seed, the Stratford Tigers, here with head coach John Cooper of the Lady Max. Coach, back-to-back games Friday night, then Saturday night, so that short turnaround. But the way you played last night defensively, 40 steals. I mean, again, the stats kind of told us what our IOs already said, is that this team is hit another gear.
Right. And again, we prepared defensively every single day in practice by pressuring the basketball and up tempo with transition, pushing the basketball and making layups and finishing at the other end.
Your young freshman Ella Mae Cooper put in 20 points last night. She had a phenomenal playoff debut. But your two senior captains also, even though only one of them was in double digits, Emily Cooper and Aubrey Dorn, impacted the game in so many ways.
Absolutely. They're just a great senior leaders, great senior captains. Again, they do anything possible to help our team win, whether it's rebounds, whether it's assists, steals, you know, tips, you know, whatever it takes to help our team, you know.
Speaking of that senior group that you have, Coach, we mentioned this last night in the post-game show, and we're looking out over this floor at one last time for the senior group to play on this floor. Is there anything that really needs to be said at this point to them?
No, just like I said to them, just make this last game a most memorable game for you.
And finally, Coach, Stratford won by 22 last night. Again, when a team gets to a regional championship, they're a quality opponent. What do you see in them?
Well, again, Stratford's young, but they're well coached, and I think that they're, you know, very physical, very tall, and they have athletic guards. So we have to be able to control the tempo. We have to turn them over, and we have to execute on our offensive end by scoring buckets.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Can't wait. And hopefully, again, another one of those season goals is something we're talking about being checked off in a couple hours.
Well, thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage, and thank your sponsors again for just excellent coverage all year long.
That's head coach John Cooper's Lady Max playoff pregame continues. It's McDonald and Stratford, the Max and the Tigers on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Attention high school students and parents. Are you planning for your future after high school? Join us at CVTC's Spring Open House on Tuesday, March 26th to learn why CVTC is the smart start to your future. Meet instructors, participate in hands-on simulations and virtual reality activities, and apply for free at the event. Learn why students just like you are choosing CVTC. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/spring.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max playoff pregame here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Well, there are over 20 studies that support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mix of carbs and protein scientifically shown to help refuel and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they've seen the benefits in their own performance and recommend drinking milk to others. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And in education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. We'll get to the Toyson Ford keys to the game here, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What's a key or two tonight here for the McDonald Lady Max to try to get this regional championship?
Well, again, last night they got a lot of points off of steals. Again, I think that's going to be a key point tonight, is to come out and play some really good defense against a good team. Again, you know, they're just going to keep getting better and better. This is the number four seed. So they got to come out and just play some tenacious defense like they did and then get their offense going. But hopefully we get our points off of our steals again like last night.
Your Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. It's McDonald and Stratford in a regional final next in 3 minutes on WOGO.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none, with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärzgalä.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Lineups being introduced. First for the Stratford Tigers, the number 4 seed in this regional final. Number 3, Kayla Kaspersen, a 5'4" junior point guard. Number 4, Lainey Pankratz, 5'5" junior guard. Number 10, Carly Pankratz, a freshman guard, 5'6". Ashley Hollitz is a 5'8" forward, a senior, the lone senior of this entire roster. Number 23 and number 32, Tria Tubbs, a 5'11" sophomore forward for head coach Tammy Christofferson and the Stratford Tigers. You're on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Now your McDonald Central Lady Max being introduced, the number 1 seed here in this section. They will start. Number 21, Ella Mae Cooper, the 5'6" freshman point guard. Ella Mae, 13.5 points per game. That is second on the team. Also second on the team in free throw attempts and nearly 4 points per game. Callie Goulet, a 5'11" senior forward, number 11. Callie, 4.4 points per game, nearly 2 steals per game, and 35 offensive rebounds. Emily Cooper, one of the two captains, 5'8" senior point guard, number 22. The senior, 17.3 points per game, leads the team, also leads the team in assists, 5.3 points, and over 5 steals per game as well. Aubrey joined the other senior captain, 6-foot senior center, number 23. Aubrey, 12.2 points per game, third on the team, leads the team at 10.6 rebounds per game. How about 4.4 assists, 4.4 steals, and 1.1 blocks, the stat sheet stuffer. And rounding out the starting five, another senior, 5'7" senior guard, Izzy Hartman, number 31. Izzy, 6 points per game, 2.6 steals, 2.4 rebounds, has 64 free throw attempts, that's third on the team, and 29 offensive rebounds. McDonald is coached by Don Cooper, 10th year at the helm of this McDonald Lady Max program. 176 victories versus just 75 defeats, a 70% winning percentage. And we're ready for basketball. The visiting Stratford Tigers here tonight with their jet black uniforms, tops and bottoms. They have the orange numerals, orange lettering, and some orange, burnt orange, and white accents on the sides of the tanks and shorts. The white piping McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the solid blue numerals and lettering and the blue accents. It'll be number 32 for Stratford, Tria Tubbs, 5'11", against 6-foot Aubrey Dorn, a sophomore against a senior. That Bulldog logo at midcourt. And we are ready to rock and roll in this regional final. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports Radio and Max TV. Aubrey Dorn loses the tap, but will play it again.
Yep, she can't, tip it to herself.
Stratford. So tipped to herself by Tria Tubbs. Also, before we begin here, how about a big congratulations Right across the street, Chippewa Falls High School, Chi High Boys Hockey, punching their ticket to state. Greg Stewart and Cooper Foswick with the call. 4-0, blanking of Spass, Chi High, 17th win in a row. LMA Cooper out to Aubrey Dorn, thinks about a three to start off the game. Instead, she'll back it out, working the dribble. Over to LMA, she'll think about a three, she'll take a three. That one rims in and out. Rebound pulled in by Stratford. Stratford, again, a very youthful team, as we mentioned, just one senior starter, one senior in this entire starting lineup, but they're a scrappy team. They've dealt with injuries. They'll start off with a three. That one well off the mark. It goes off a couple shoes and up and in for two, scoring the first points of the game. Kayla Kasperson, the 5'4" junior who just had 17 last night. That is something that did not happen for quite a while in last night's game here. McDonald did not give up a bucket for about the first half of the first half. They trail 2-0 early here in this regional final. As Coach Cooper said, the games get tougher and tougher. Aubrey Dorn in the paint, back to the basket, pulls it back out to the left elbow. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Val Knobloch on Max TV. Sam Averly, our producer, back to Wogo home base in Halley. Emily Cooper just off the mark on a right wing three. Offensive rebound put back. Aubrey Dorn comes up a little bit short. McDonald trying to knock the ball loose from Carly Pankratz in the lane. Instead, Stratford's going to get out and run. Emily Cooper coming from behind. Whistle for a foul. As she knocked the ball loose, and that's the first whistle on either team. Again, congratulations to Coach Scott Parker and Chi High. Their 17th victory in a row today. They're 24-3 on the season. Their second trip to state in 4 years. The eighth in program history. Bring it home, boys.
Yes.
Looking forward to a game probably Thursday morning. We'll wait for the seedings to come out, but likely a 10 a.m. drop of the puck and a 9:30 pregame on WOGO as the officials conferencing right here.
Yeah, and I don't know what they're talking about.
They called the foul on Emily Cooper. Team's first, her first. I don't think that's under debate.
No. I don't think she was shooting.
But yeah, now the third official going over to kind of see what's going on, and I think they'll have this figured out shortly.
Yeah.
An official going over to the scorer's table. And unfortunately, they don't come over to us where we sit like they do in NBA games, to clarify. So inbounds underneath the basket. The foul is on Emily Cooper. 2-0 Stratford with the lead. Tubbs up top trying to work in hard. Oh, goes too strong off the glass. And Aubrey Dorn, long lean out to grab the rebound. Emily Cooper right wing to Izzy Hartman. Hartman to Callie Goulet straight on between the wheels. Goulet leaves it for Emily Cooper left wing in front of the Stratford bench. To LMA Cooper, who just had 20 points last night. LMA bobs in the lane, pulls up from 10 feet. No, but she was pushed and will earn a trip to the line.
Number three, picking up that foul.
That's Kayla Kasperson, her first, team's first. Excuse me, that foul was on the ground.
Yep.
So LMA will now trigger in this inbounds. The freshman holding, waiting, goes to older sister Emily, the senior left wing. Cooper drops it down to Dorn. Dorn spinning in the lane, she's doubled, wheels off the pivot foot. Out to Hartman. Hartman to LMA Cooper. Goes behind her back of the left wing. Now going between three Stratford defenders and gets it to roll. Count it. And a foul.
It didn't go in, Caleb.
It didn't. Goodness.
No.
I thought it went through.
No, it did not. It rolled off.
So McDonald's still looking for their first points of the night. LMA Cooper will go to the line. Looking to do just that. First free throw does go in. That one, my eyes did not deceive me. And the 87% foul shooter makes McDonald's deficit just 1 point. 2-1 they trail.
If you looked away from that basket for a second, it looked like it was going in.
Second free throw all net for LMA Cooper. We are knotted up at 2-2. Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Kasperson, the junior, leaves it up top for Ashley Hollitz. Kick over to the right corner. Long three. Back bracket. No rebound. Hauled in by Aubrey Dorn. Dorn had 8 rebounds and 8 steals last night. Kick into the left corner. Izzy Hartman, Euros between a couple defenders. Comes up short, grabs her own rebound, fighting for it between three Stratford defenders. Out to Emily Cooper. Cooper a runner for the foul line switch.
Good fight down there by Izzy.
4-2, McDonald with their first lead. Pankratz left wing. That's Carly Pankratz, the freshman. Leaves it up top for Kasperson. Kicks to the right corner. 18-foot jumper comes up short. Emily Cooper goes down low for the rebound. Cooper push ahead to Izzy Hartman outside the arc right wing. Back to Emily, straight on, pass up the three with a beautiful head fake, kick out LMA Cooper left wing beyond the arc. LMA work your right-handed dribble out to Hartman across the foul line to Emily Cooper on the left wing. Goes behind her back of the left elbow, pull up, 16-foot jumper rattles it in.
Stratford's playing man-to-man against McDonald, and McDonald runs a very good offense against man-to-man.
6-2, McDonald with the lead. Again, I've just kind of got this feeling about Emily Cooper tonight. Didn't have her greatest shooting game last night. Still impacted the game with eight assists and 10 steals. But was just 2 of 10 from the field and 1 of 6 from the three-point line. But, again, last home game for these McDonald seniors, and just kind of think Emily might have something up her sleeve. That was the first foul moments ago on Aubrey Dorn team's second. 6-2 McDonald. Inbound to Caspers in the left corner against LMA Cooper. She lost her balance. The ball's loose. Hauled in very quickly by Hartman. Push ahead to Dorn. Dorn down the left side of the lane. Goes in hard. Down the basket and the foul. Great body control by Dorn as she had Caspersen right in front of her. That was number 4, Lainey Pankratz, who's just 5'5" and roaring in there at 6-foot Aubrey Dorn. And she did a great job of coming to just enough of a stop to draw the contact but not completely truck Pankratz over and get called for the charge.
I don't think they saw Aubrey coming in.
8-2 McDonald. Dorn rolls in the free throw. She was 2-for-2 from the foul line last night. Starts out 1-for-1. She leads the team. That's her 93rd free throw attempt. 9-2, the Lady Max with 9 straight points. Carly Pankratz left wing. Pankratz almost a throwaway to Lacey Pankratz, older sister. Back to Pankratz, the younger. And now Izzy Hartman picks her pocket. Hartman, hesitation across the timeline, flips it over to Emily Cooper, left wing. Whips it to LMA Cooper. Wide open baseline jumper from 16 is perfect. Timeout on the floor. 11-2 McDonald rips off 11 straight points. We'll step out and be back right after this on WOGO Sports 60-second break. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball on WOGO and Max TV. Good to have you with us here on WOGO. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com.
See if the girls can keep this going here. They're in that 1-3-1 three-quarter trap. Oh, and then Aubrey just picked up her second foul on the inbound.
So two
pass.
Quick whistles on Aubrey Dorn and Emily Cooper, and that is going to send Ann Siegenthaler into the game for the first time tonight. Siegenthaler, a 5'6" freshman forward, number 0.
Yep, Emily's out. Aubrey's out. Good to be conservative.
Kylie Jensen also in, number 34, senior guard, 5'6". And Izzy Hartman diving to the deck and get called for a travel as she tried to pull it away near that McDonald insignia here on the near side of the floor. But you love the hustle from the senior.
Yeah. I would think, and I look like they kind of got hacked a couple of times there, too.
13:44 to go first half. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Val Knobloch on Max TV, our producer at the WOGO Studios in Halley, is Sam Aberle, and a travel, unforced turnover against the Stratford Tigers. Well, Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour plus premiums and bonuses. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. That's NestleJobs.com. 11-2 McDonald, under 13.5 to go. Ella Mae Cooper pulls up deep jumper from 17, all net.
Good to have her hot.
Straight on for LMA Cooper. She has 6 of McDonald's 13. They lead by 11.
Kendall Heffler entered the game, too.
Heffler has had 7 rebounds in 2 straight games. Number 1, the 5'9 junior forward. I think she's campaigning to bat leadoff in softball, too. Missed jumper by Stratford. Rebound to LMA Cooper. LMA across the timeline. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Runner with the right hand comes up a little bit short. Kendall Heffler battling for that offensive rebound. Couldn't quite pull it in. Now Tubbs gets tied up with Heffler. Some height has come in. Emily Zelke, 6'2", sophomore forward.
Jump ball. Perfect. Good defense there. Good trapping defense again at half court.
Apologize if the ambiance was lost. Crowd mic had been inadvertently turned off by me. Now you get the atmosphere back. Hopefully we can help you feel like you're here. Pretty full house tonight. Jumper from the right corner is good.
2
for, I believe it's 23.
Yep.
Ashley Hollitz, the senior. And it's 13-4. Again, first bucket of the game went to Stratford. After that, 13 straight for McDonald. So the scoring drought finally stopped momentarily for the Stratford Tigers. Jensen leaves it out for LMA Cooper. LMA goes behind her back at the foul line. Now hesitation goes between a couple defenders and works it up off the window for 2. Goodness, LMA with 8. Left wing is Pankratz. She'll pull up. Tough jumper, 16-footer left baseline. No rebound between a couple pairs of hands, and Ann Siegenthaler takes it away for a moment before her pocket is picked near midcourt. They see Pankratz. Stratford will come the other way with a bounce. Kendall Heffler almost knocks away from Tubbs. Push over to Carly Pankratz up top. The drop down to Tubbs and the lane gets away from her about to Lacey Pankratz. She'll draw a foul from Kendall Heffler as they collide in the lane. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. First free throw is off the mark for Lainey Pankratz. The 5'5 junior comes up short. Well, 11:36 to go in the half. McDonald leading 15-4. Pankratz's second free throw. That is also short. Doesn't get the roll, and Aubrey Dorn back out there. Pulls in the rebound. Aubrey Dorn, Emily Cooper, Kylie Jensen, and Siegenthaler. And Izzy Hartman, the 5 on the floor for Don Cooper. Beautiful pocket bounce pass. Siegenthaler up and in for 2. Her first 2 of the game after somehow Emily Cooper found her in amazing black jerseys. Now Siegenthaler with a steal, races to the hoop and scores. And Siegenthaler, a little 4-point mini run of her own. 19-4 McDonald. Right side driving in hard. Off the glass, rolling one up and in for 2. Zelke using her height. A 6'2 sophomore. Now a hard fall of Ann Siegenthaler. We'll get a hand up from Zelke. As they collided, ball goes out of bounds to Stratford. 11 minutes exactly on the clock. McDonald leads by 13, 19-6. Kasperson to Zelke. Her pass tipped, but Tubbs able to retrieve it. Loops it down to the right corner, and that was a travel that I think they missed. Lainey Pankratz back down on along the baseline. Jumper no, and Hartman rips it away. Hartman at midcourt. Going full head of steam. High pass. Siegenthaler, nice catch and falling away and hitting the deck, drawing the foul. And Siegenthaler, the freshman, will go back to the line shooting 2.
Yep. It's a physical game out there.
Donald, no stranger to physical teams with their non-conference and conference schedule for that matter. And Siegenthaler will go to the line. Shooting a pair of free throws. She's a 37% foul shooter on the season. First one. Up and rolls in. Whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Second attempt here for the McDonald freshman, Ann Siegenthaler. She has 5 points and six. That second free throw looked especially nice.
Yes.
Callie Goulet will come in for Siegenthaler. McDonald lead up to 15.
Got that 1-3-1 trap going.
Almost to the 10.5-minute mark. Michaela Stieber, the sophomore, drops it in for Tubbs. Tubbs finds Zelke along the baseline. Zelke crashing in hard. No, gets her own rebound and an easy bucket.
Oh, she's down there going against Ella May.
Zelke, the 6'2" sophomore, has certainly a height advantage over 5'6" Ella May Cooper. Claire Ruff also into the game now for McDonald, the 5'8" freshman guard, number 24, along with Dorn Goulet, Ella May Cooper, and Emily Cooper. As we hit the 10-minute mark, 21-8, McDonald with the lead here in this regional final. Emily Cooper to Ella May Cooper, left wing outside the arc. Jab step with that left sneaker. Up top, Aubrey Dorn to Emily Cooper. Steps back for three, right wing.
Line, perfect, right through the bottom of the net.
Look good.
7 points for Emily Cooper, 24-8. McDonald leads by 16. Ball knocked out of bounds right in front of head coach Don Cooper. Kendall Heffler's going to come in. Side out for the Stratford Tigers. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation and trauma, carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Zelke feeling it, goes in high off the glass, and she hit the support strap.
Yep.
So a little too high off the glass, but a nice move by the sophomore to get between a couple defenders and even get that shot off. Heffler now inbound. 9:26 remaining here in the first half. Emily Cooper up top, picks up her dribble, goes to Claire Ruff left wing. Freshman outside the arc to Callie Goulet, straight on between the wheels. Shoots a pass to Emily Cooper in the right corner. Ella May Cooper left wing, now up top between the circles. Back to Emily Cooper, no hesitation, snaps off a three, same spot, same result, two in a row.
You know, from our vantage point here, we can call that right as it leaves her hands. It just looks right on.
27-8, McDonald. Starting to roll here in the regional final. A whistle as the ball knocked out of bounds. Tria Tubbs, the 5'11 sophomore, got a little tangled up there. Ball that's touched by the Lady Max. 8:52 to play. Quick trigger on a three on the inbounds, and no, pops in and out for Casperson. Rebound to Ruff. LMA Cooper to Kendall Heffler, sprinting down the floor. High off the glass.
Nice.
Oh, Kendall, you can see why she wants to bat leadoff. There's the speed. Now a steal by Claire Ruff knocks into the arms of LMA Cooper. LMA goes straight down the heart of the lane and called for a foul. Will be Stratford's number 4, Lady Pankratz, who got in the way and will be called for a block. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by the office in Chippewa Falls, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Inbounds to Emily Cooper from LMA Cooper. Emily in front of that Stratford bench, her team leading 29-8 with 8:25 to play. Out to LMA. Across the foul line, crosses over. Kick out to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler at the right elbow to Claire Ruff. Thought about a three for just a moment. Said pulls up for a 12-footer and a better opportunity there. And a smooth shot from the freshman. 31-8. Ann Siegenthaler giving Casperson all kinds of trouble. Kick out to the left wing. Driving it hard. Claire Ruff swats the shot away. Out to LMA Cooper. Cooper across the timeline. LMA hesitation. Down to the right block. Goes up hard off the glass. No. Fight for the rebound. Pulled in by Tubbs. Casperson all the way across the floor. Over the shoulder catch by Erica Frick, the sophomore 5'6" guard. 31-8. Lady Max trailed 2-0. Have not trailed since then. Ann Siegenthaler is going to get called for a bit of an incidental hip check. Maybe she could play for Scott Parker's state-bound Chi-High hockey team. Again, McDonald's about only flaw this first half has just been picking up a few extra fouls.
30-second timeout.
But again, Yule live with that with this aggressive defense. Yeah. We are back in half a minute. Lady Max basketball in the regional final on WOGO and Max TV. Back in half a minute.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in the winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
Bjorkstrand
metal roof.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Basketball. Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always proud to back the Max with offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Chippewa Valley Financial Services is your financial goals partner, online at ChippewaTaxAccounting.com. That's ChippewaTaxAccounting.com. Thank you so much to Kathy and the team at Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Under the 7.5 minute mark with McDonald in control here in the first half, leading 31-8. Tubbs falling away from 10 feet, no, and Claire Ruff pulls down the rebound. Emily Cooper, long lead ahead to LMA Cooper, and LMA wide open path to the basket, swoops in for two.
Wide open.
That puts her in double digits. She has 10. The McDonald lead is 33-8. Another jumper in and out, knocked out of bounds, last touch by McDonald.
Yep.
And some good scrap from this Stratford team. But McDonald, we mentioned it all throughout this season, they just come at you in waves.
Yes.
Every single girl they bring off the bench plays the same defense. Inbounds pass to Frick. She'll kick it out right wing. That's Stieber. Kasperson up top, wheeling in the paint, throws up a tough shot with the right hand off the glass, right into the arms of Emily Cooper. To Izzy Hartman. Hartman streaking in hard to the basket. Can't get the shot to fall from low on the left, but she will earn a trip to the line. And we'll be shooting two. Well, desire, determination, dedication, 3D Fitness in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations in Eau Claire and downtown Chippewa. First free throw, great for Izzy Hartman. And 3D Fitness open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule in Eau Claire and Chippewa. 3D Fitness, desire, determination, dedication. That's the first point of the night for Izzy Hartman. Looking for two. Second free throw. Back rim, no. Long rebound tipped out. I think Izzy had a beat on that. And Siegenthal actually tipped it away from her, but McDonald still ends up with it. Izzy back to Siegenthaler, right wing. Siegenthaler bumped in the lane by Tubbs. No whistle as Ann went flying.
Yeah,
Kasperson has it up top.
Sometimes they look at that as the offensive player initiating the contact.
Could be. Tubbs near midcourt against Goulet. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Now picks up her dribble straight on. Goulet just ripped the pass out of the air and took it away. Callie on the right wing. The senior holds on to it. To Emily Cooper. To Kylie Jensen. Spots up a three. Left wing right in front of the Stratford bench. Splash.
And it didn't rain.
Kylie Jensen, her 12th three-pointer of the season. 36-8 McDonald. Two-thirds of the way through the half. Quick jumper from the left wing. That's a three for Stieber. Quick trigger and a first make from downtown. Now no one picked up Jensen. Jensen goes in hard for a layup and just a little bit too strong as she drew some late contact on the help defense. 5:40 to play. Kasperson up top for Stratford. Now to Tubbs. Tubbs against Goulet. Runs into a double team of the left block. Throws it up top. Wildly knocked away by Siegenthaler to Hartman. Right back to Siegenthaler. And down the lane. Gallops in for two.
Again, they're playing a very, very physical game here. There's a lot of bodies.
8 points for Siegenthaler. Hartman just got clipped by a screen at midcourt. And Izzy recovers and knocks the pass away in the arms of Callie Goulet to Emily Cooper. Push ahead to Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler to the rim. Count it.
Yes.
Timeout on the floor. 42-11 McDonald. Two Lady Max. In fact, now three in double figures. We're going to step out and take a 60-second break to catch our breath. This is Lady Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Our coverage of Lady Max basketball tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Hallion anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Lady Max from Nicolet Bank. Well, the Lady Max are going all right. Yeah. 5 minutes to play here in the first half. They lead 40-11. Whistle down hand low, check. Foul on the ground, as you mentioned, hand check. Izzy. Against Izzy Hartman. That is the seventh team foul on McDonald. Team fouls were even at six apiece, but now this one will send Lainey Pankratz to the line, shooting a 1-1. No free throws made yet for Stratford. They're 0-2. Pankratz, the junior, pair of sisters, hits the first free throw. That's her first point here tonight. Now Stratford has equaled the entire point output of Marathon last night. 40-12, McDonald. 4:57 to play. Second free throw looks long. Doesn't get the roll, and Callie Goulet pulls down the rebound. Away from her by Zelke, but coming from behind, that's a foul, and I believe that'll send Callie to the line for two.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, for one, but we'll just assume she makes the first.
Yep.
Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning your dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com, StelterIncorporated.com. First free throw from Callie Goulet and a lane violation. Yep, and Izzy Hartman.
Went in a little too soon.
Free throw, did not go in anyway. But
no.
Donald will now get back to playing their four-court pressure defense. 4:50 to go, 40-12, the Lady Max. Screen near midcourt. Gets Kasperson free for a moment. Left block extended. She picks up her dribble. Now looking for an outlet. Finds Lainey Pankratz. Pankratz over on the right wing to Hollitz. Hollitz at the right block between a couple McDonald defenders. Shoots a pass right to Claire Ruff, who was sitting on the bench. I think that got tipped.
Yes, it did.
Honestly, that was a really quick reaction time from Claire.
Yeah.
Because that pass had some mustard on it.
Yep.
Athletic even on the bench. Kasperson drives in hard, earns a trip to the foul line as she's sandwiched between LMA Cooper and Kendall Heffler. See who they get with the foul. I think they got that one on LMA.
I thought so, too. I didn't quite.
Team's eighth foul with 4:25 left.
Oh, they put that on.
Oh, no.
Kylie.
Kylie Jensen. First free throw is good for Kasperson. Northwestern Bank. Building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. Two free throws for Kayla Kasperson. She now has 4 points. Tied with Zelke for a team high. 40-14, McDonald with the lead. Here in the first half, 4:17 to play. LMA Cooper, Kylie Jensen, Callie Goulet, Izzy Hartman, Kendall Heffler, the five on the floor for head coach Don Cooper. And driving in hard just inside the left block, LMA Cooper. Another bucket. She has 12. With 3:54 remaining in the half. A nice drive. Put back is good for Ashley Hollitz.
Good hustle on her part.
42-16 now the score. Hollitz, the senior, misses from one side of the lane, gets the rebound, and puts it up and in from the other. 3:23, clock continuing to roll. Late going here, first half of this regional final on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Live streaming via WOGO.com, live streaming audio, live streaming video and audio on Max TV. A throwaway into the backcourt. Jensen's pass got away. Casper Sin can't get it to fall with the left hand as she took the loose ball. Now pulls it back again from 6 feet. That one's short, and Kendall Heffler with the rebound. Ella Mae Cooper push ahead to Callie Goulet. Goulet sprinting down the floor and rewarded for it.
That's what we like to see.
Goulet, her first basket. 44-16, McDonald. Ella Mae Cooper tries to take it away from Kasperson just past half court. Now Kasperson runs into Kendall Heffler, who walled up. Loose ball back to Zelke, and Zelke is fouled. Probably by Ella Mae Cooper, it appeared.
I would bet that one's on Ella Mae.
And Zelke will go to the line, shooting a pair of free throws. Ninth team foul on McDonald. They had 11 fouls in total last night.
Stratford does a nice job of taking the ball to the hoop.
First free throw is too long for the 6'2" sophomore Emily Zelke. Again, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMaster at ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Zelke's second free throw attempt. That one is long and a good box out by Claire Ruff, but somehow Zelke got it back. Kick out for a three on the right wing. That one off the back of the bracket. No, Zelke battling for the rebound. It's loose. She knocked it loose up top. Emily Cooper had it for a moment and somehow shovels it ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler one on two.
Oh, beautiful
touch high off the glass with the left hand.
She does that so well.
My goodness. Ann Siegenthaler with 12 points. 46-16, McDonald. Zelke a tipped pass. Left wing, Stieber.
Travel.
And a travel called in the corner. 2:07 left. Substitution coming in. Katie Ruff in for the first time tonight. The 5'10 senior center, number 15. She has 15 offensive rebounds, matching her jersey number. And Katie now will inbound in front of the McDonald student section in the left corner from our vantage point. It's Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium. Under two to go. Kick out left side for Izzy Hartman, for Emily Cooper, Claire Ruff, and Siegenthaler, and Katie Ruff round out the five on the floor for head coach Don Cooper. Claire Ruff up top by the left elbow, leaves it for Izzy Hartman. Hartman cutting between four defenders off the top of the window and in.
High off the glass.
My goodness, Izzy. 48-16. McDonald continuing to press the advantage. Tubbs called for a travel. Far side of the floor with 92 seconds left in this first half. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call Jason Heath and Heath Loken, 715-720-4000, 720-4000. Emily Cooper pops in the jumper. And she's one of three Lady Macs at double figures. 50-16, McDonald. Ball knocked out of bounds. Stratford pass gets away from Zelke. Maddie Geisler, the senior, comes in for the first time tonight. Maddie, a 5'6" senior guard, number 5, sit 14 three-pointers on the season.
I think the McDonald defense is just starting to stifle Stratford again. They do a good job of attacking, but, man, they have a hard time getting the ball in.
Emily Cooper, deep three right at the circle, her third tonight. Splish splash for Emily Cooper. Again, just kind of had a feeling about the game she might have tonight. And Siegenthaler knocks a pass loose, hitting the deck, Maddie Geisler. Geisler gets back to her feet as Kasperson driving in hard for a layup. Out of the scramble, Kasperson points 5 and 6. 53-18, McDonald in command with half a minute remaining. Up top, Maddie Geisler. Back to Emily Cooper in front of the Stratford bench. Loops it to Claire Ruff. Corner pocket three. No, too long. Out to Maddie Geisler. Elbow jumper right wing. That one off the mark. Katie Ruff knocks it back to younger sister Claire Ruff. She's fouled and will go to the line shooting to the guilty party Zelke that time with exactly 15 seconds left. Well, Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. That's Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating, a fine family-owned company. Stop in to find out more or apply online at Wurzgala.com. That's Wurzgala.com. First free throw for Claire Ruff is perfect. Make tonight a Culver's night. Culver's of Lake Halley is proud to back the Max. Stop by for the frozen custard flavor of the day, hot and delicious cheese curds, and butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen beef. That's Culver's of Lake Halley. Chloe Flanagan into the game now.
In early.
In the first half. Claire Ruff has 3 points. She's a 60% foul shooter. Hit the first, trying to make it a perfect pair here, and she will. Rattles in the second. Kyle Stratford looking for the last points of the half. Kasperson on the left side to Carly Pankratz. Pull-up jumper, Pankratz off the front of the rim. No to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler with 6 seconds to Claire Ruff. Ruff sprints down the right side of the lane, scores to beat the buzzer.
Just beats him down the floor.
And McDonald with a bang, ending the first half. 57 points on the board in the first 18 minutes of action. Your score at the break, the McDonald Lady Max 57, the Stratford Tigers 18 here in this WIAA Division IV regional final. We'll step out, be back in 3.5 minutes. Lady Max basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for butterburgers, custard, and cheese curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
It is halftime here in Chippewa Falls. McDonald in command in this regional final Division IV playoff action on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you, 57-18 at the break. The number one seed McDonald Lady Macs looking like it here against the number four seed, the Stratford Tigers. We'll get to your stats in a moment, but impressions of the first half here, Mark Maloney.
Again, stifling defense by McDonald. They just, Stratford, again, does a better job of pushing the ball in the middle, but they have a hard time getting it to the middle. Again, the girls are just doing a great job double teaming. They're always helping each other out. And then we're getting a lot of points again off the fast breaks.
Well, we'll give you the stats here. Again, our unofficial tally, so we may check these and revise them. But I have three Lady Macs in double figures right now, led by Emily Cooper with 15 points. Then have 12 for Ann Siegenthaler, 12 for Ella Mae Cooper, 6 for Claire Ruff, 3 apiece for Aubrey Dorn and Izzy Hartman, along with Kylie Jensen, 2 for Kendall Heffler, and 2 for Callie Goulet. Does that match what you have?
There were so many
highlights to work through that I'm a little bit behind. Nope. Here. 6 points for Kayla Kasperson to lead the way for the Stratford Tigers, 1 for Lainey Pankratz, 4 apiece for Emily Zelke and Ashley Hollitz, and 3 for Michaela Stieber. And McDonald, you'd think the key to the second half, just kind of keep doing what you're doing.
I think so. You know, that's a lot of points they put up here in this first half. And, you know, he'll keep his foot on the gas. And, again, he doesn't lose anything when he subs in the majority of them girls. So, and, again, he got Chloe out there a little bit early. He'll probably get some of the other younger girls out there. This is a sectional championship game or a regional championship game. You know, so he wants to get them girls out there and get a little experience to be on the floor.
Well, we're going to take a quick break for 2.5 minutes, and we'll be back with our halftime tradition. That's Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. All Lady Macs at the half, 57-18. If you're looking for highlights, we'll get those for you in the Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass Mirror in Chippewa Falls immediately following this one. All McDonald at the break. We're back in 2.5 on WOGO.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Macs.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned, with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Seven-18, McDonald leads Stratford at the break here in this regional final. Before we get back to the second half action, it's time for our halftime tradition. That is Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we got Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi-High grad with the Merchant Marines. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska, flying reconnaissance RC-135s. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is a Chi-High grad in the Air Force at Hill Air Force Base. Ellie Eckes, a McDonnell grad in the Army National Guard. Noah Christofferson, a 2021 McDonnell grad, Army Specialist at Fort Carson, Colorado. Noah Stewart, a Chi-High grad stationed out at Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Wayne Trimble, a McDonnell grad, is in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Brandon Anderson from Colfax is active duty in the Navy. John Hayton from Colfax is Army Guard out of Spooner. Austin Tolleson is in Marine Corps Reserves out of Great Lakes, Illinois. Carter Billen is a Chi-High grad working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Kristen Levezer Davis in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Sarah Passon Bovey, a Chi-High grad in the 133rd Civil Engineers out of the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Greg Hovland, a Colfax grad at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm are over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Jory Kabishik at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. And Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. And again, I'm gonna add to this list here. By next week, we'll get some. I'm gonna go hunting. There's got to be some names that we can add to this. And again, this is a great list that we have here. So a huge thank you to all of our military out there.
As always, we echo those sentiments, and always a privilege to hear about some of our military members who've again felt a piece of home by listening to our broadcast, listening online at WOGO.com, or perhaps listening to the podcast later on. So always glad that we can do that, and we can't say enough to honor and thank you for what you do to keep us safe back here at home. McDonald will start off with the basketball in the second half, leading 57-18. Emily and LMA Cooper, Izzy Hartman, Callie Goulet, and Aubrey Dorn, original starting five, back out there for head coach Don Cooper. Aubrey standing on the three-point line in the left arc, drives in hard, pulls up with the right hand, comes up a little bit short, and goes over the back, actually picks up her third foul. Yep. Good position there by Tria Tubbs.
Yeah, and Aubrey had a good shot there, just left it a little short.
Now McDonald will go out with three-quarter court pressure as Lainey Pankratz almost lost it in the backcourt. Now they're going to have to hurry to get across, and Carly Pankratz does. She'll try to go coast-to-coast and will right inside the right block over the top of Hartman. Carly Pankratz with the basket. 57-20. Lady Max up 37. Emily Cooper, who had a game-high 15 in the first half, goes behind her back in the left corner. Cooper crosses over on her defender, loops it down to Dorn. Dorn crashes up to the basket for two. Emily started running back down the floor right after she made that pass because she set Aubrey up beautifully for an easy lay-in. 59-20 McDonald. Again, 57 points in the first half. I don't know if that's a season high, but it's right up there.
Yes.
Tubbs right block extended. They're working around the perimeter. Kasperson heaves up a three. That one rattles in and out halfway down. Tubbs lost it off the back of Izzy Hartman and right into the arms of LMA Cooper. LMA across the Bulldog logo at midcourt. Crosses over at full speed right to the rim and scores.
She knows where she's going with that ball.
14 points. LMA Cooper, a master of body control. 41-point lead for McDonald. Pankratz drops down to Tubbs. Nice pass. Tubbs a little bit too strong and coming out of there, steaming out of there with the rebound is Emily Cooper. Cooper crossing over on her defender. Goes by two defenders and up and in
under.
For two.
Very nice.
17 on the night for Emily Cooper. 63-20 McDonald. 2 minutes into the second half. A whistle and a foul. Nice drive along the right side of the lane by Lainey Pankratz, the junior. And she'll go to the line shooting a couple. Well, if you need a dumpster, Johnson Roll-Off Service has one that will fit your project. Remodels, demolitions, spring or fall cleanup, Johnson Roll-Off can help. And also offers dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more with Holloway and disposal. Serving West Central Wisconsin, Johnson Roll-Off Service, JohnsonRolloffService.com. First free throw is good for Pankratz. It's her second make from the line here tonight. 63-21 the score, and she hits a pair. 63-22. 3 points for Lainey Pankratz, the junior, all from the foul line. McDonald still up 41. Emily Cooper up top against Hollitz, senior against senior. To LMA Cooper on the left wing outside the arc. Finds Callie Goulet straight on. Gulea ball fake. Emily Cooper in front of her grandpa in the McDonald bench on the right wing. Now back to Hartman. Hartman going hard to the rim.
Oh, they're going to
call an offensive foul in the lane.
Ball.
Against Aubrey. Is that her fourth?
Yes.
Her fourth, team's third. With 15:28 remaining. And Siegenthaler will come in for Aubrey Dorn.
Yeah, she'll have to sit for a while.
McDonald's third foul here in the second half. No whistles yet on Stratford. Kasperson across the timeline just outside the left elbow. To Hollitz. Hollitz at the right elbow. Drops it over for Pankratz. Pankratz working the pivot foot. Wheels it back to Kasperson via Hollitz. Kasperson throws one up with the right hand. No, and Ann Siegenthaler takes away the rebound. Siegenthaler with a full head of steam. Knocked away for a moment and retrieves. Kick out LMA Cooper to Emily Cooper. Wanted the ball left of the lane. Now she'll backtrack with the dribble and set up the offense. Crossing over on her defender a couple times. Out to Hartman. Hartman, Euros between a couple defenders. No, grabs her own offer. So rebound high off the glass and scores. Izzy Hartman with 5 points. 65-22 McDonald. Izzy going for a steal against Lainey Pankratz up top. Now Pankratz throws up a wild shot and out of bounds. Helpful hand up by Izzy Hartman.
She thought she got fouled. But again, when the offensive player initiates contact, they're going to bring Aubrey back in.
Well, Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Learn more at freezefinancialgroup.com. That's freezefinancialgroup.com. Go Max from Freeze Financial Group. 14:30 and counting. Emily Cooper off an Aubrey Dorn screen. Over to Izzy Hartman, senior to senior to senior. Hartman bumped in the lane. Aubrey Dorn pulls it back out to Emily Cooper. Corner pocket three, left side, front rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Hollitz. Hollitz, the lone senior for Stratford. Drops it down to Pankratz. Pankratz out to Kasperson, straddling the arc left wing. Now Pankratz has it back up top against Emily Cooper. On the floor with the right hand back to the basket. Hands it off to Kasperson against LMA Cooper. Kasperson on the left side. Izzy Hartman poked it away for a moment. Driving baseline. Nice move there by Zelke. I have really been impressed with this young sophomore.
Yes.
6'2", Emily Zelke. Driving in hard, and Siegenthaler up for two. Speaking of youngsters who are impressive, 14 points for Siegenthaler.
She's not afraid to take the ball to the hoop either.
67-24 McDonald. Underrated aspect of Ann's game, just how fast she gets up and down the floor. Kasperson, 15-foot jumper, yes. Straight on in the lane. Kayla Kasperson had 17 last night. She has 8 so far here tonight against McDonald, but the Lady Macs in command. A lot of time left, 13-15, but 67-26. McDonald with the lead. Reach in and a whistle against Lainey Pankratz. Well, when you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. That's Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Call a pro. Get it done right. Call Heath Slocum. Jason Heath. Proud sponsor, 715-720-4000, 720-4000, Heath Slocum & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Aubrey Dorn, beautiful wrap around scores on the reverse going from left to right.
Very nice move by Aubrey.
Aubrey with 7 points.
A block.
Whistle and a blocking foul on Emily Cooper. That's the team's fourth foul. One whistle against Stratford here in the second half. McDonald. Put the Tigers in double bonus, or close to it, I believe. Maybe 9 fouls in the first half.
That was Emily's third.
So Cooper with 3, Emily Cooper with 3 fouls, Aubrey Dorn with 4. Kasperson in the lane, up quickly with the left hand, no, snatching the rebound out of the air, LMA Cooper. LMA push ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes in hard, hit from behind by Tubbs, and earning a trip to the line, Aubrey Dorn. Tubbs trying to block it from behind, got a piece of the ball, bigger piece of the body. And Aubrey Dorn will shoot 2. Dorn's first free throw attempt is perfect. She's now hit 4 free throws in a row. Aubrey Dorn. It's time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. Add some value to your home. finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without? Call Rizgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707, or Rizgala.com. It's 839-0707 or Rizgala.com. A little bit too long on the second free throw attempt for Aubrey Dorn. 70-26, McDonald. Drive inside. Cali Goulet got a piece of it. Aubrey Dorn with a block on the follow. Two straight rejections for the McDonald defense. Kasperson has it on a loose ball up top. Drops it down to Tubbs. Left block extended. Tubbs, a nice feed inside. Up and in for two. Laney Pankratz.
Good feed.
Good work by Stratford there. 70-28. Claire Ruff about to come in. Almost one-third of the way through the second half. Lady Max lead by 42, looking for a regional championship for the fourth consecutive year. Quick three-pointer, Kylie Jensen. I'm sorry, Kylie, I stumbled on the call there. Her second of the night, 73-28. That one was absolutely pure. Nice Euro for Ashley Hollitz, and Hollitz with 6 points between a couple McDonald defenders as she skips to the hoop. 73-30, McDonald. Emily Cooper working off a screen from Aubrey Dorn. Cooper up top, Dorn rolls to the basket. Cali Goulet kick out. Ella Mae Cooper wide open for three. Book it. Left wing triple.
They're hitting them now.
17 for Ella Mae Cooper. She has 37 points in the first two playoff games, and we have not even finished this one. There's well over 11 minutes left. Aubrey Dorn jars the ball loose. It's loose at at the foul line, and Cali Goulet gets tangled up there. And a held ball called and possession with Stratford. Claire Ruff comes in for Kylie Jensen, who'll get a double high five from head coach Don Cooper. And this senior class for McDonald just has hit a new level here in the playoffs. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Hallion anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Lady Max. From Nicolet Bank. Carly Pankratz, the freshman up top against Aubrey Dorn. Tries to spin by her. Throws a pass right side. Hollitz against Ella Mae Cooper. Hollitz picks up her dribble. Kicked out of bounds by the sneaker of Ella Mae. Couple more subs coming in. Kendall Heffler and Ann Siegenthaler. Cali Goulet and Ella Mae Cooper will step out with 10:59 left in a 46-point game. Rapidly approaching running clock territory.
Yes.
High feed to Zelke. Now on the left side, Pankratz throws it away, and Claire Ruff steps in front of a pass, intercepts, goes all the way down the floor for a score. An easy swooping layup for Claire Ruff.
She has eight.
She just looks like a safety on a pick six with those. Apologies to Cowboys fans if we're bringing back bad memories. Up top is Carly Pankratz, lost in the lane. Ann Siegenthaler falls to a knee, scooping it up. Hands it off to Emily Cooper. To Kendall Heffler. Heffler, beautiful jump down to Aubrey Dorn.
Goodness.
Up with the left hand and scores.
What a great assist.
Reaction time. McDonald, front court, running the floor so well. 80-30, McDonald, and there are 10 minutes left in this game. Whistle, and we have a timeout on the floor. Full timeout. We are back in 60 seconds. McDonald in command, under 10 to play in this regional final on WOGO and Max TV. WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, back in 60.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Watch and listen via McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org, or we have it linked up for you under sports schedule at WOGO.com. Claire Ruff almost stepped in front of another pass. She did, just couldn't quite take the ball with her. Tubbs losing it down low and out of bounds. Off of Tubbs and out of bounds. Another turnover for Stratford. Again, we mentioned McDonald with 40 steals last night. Not quite that many tonight, but again, their defense has just been intense. 80-30 they lead, 40 seconds away from a running clock. And Siegenthaler to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn in front of her own bench, cuts into the lane, muscles it down, out to Emily Cooper. Cooper finds Kendall Heffler underneath the basket, up and in for two.
Emily can just, she is so good at reading the floor and finding the open person.
And she's not even looking at them until the last possible moment. A steal by Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler to Emily Cooper. Emily pulls up, foul line jumper, no. Grabs her own rebound, finds Kendall Heffler. Oh, went a little bit over her head that time. Pass a little bit too tall. 9-10 remaining, 82-30. McDonald leads by 52. Emily Cooper will step out. Kylie Jensen and Callie Goulet back in. Aubrey Dorn out as well. And for these seniors on the McDonald roster, their final home game, but I think we can say with a good degree of confidence this will not be their final game. Tubbs along the baseline, too strong for the right block. Offensive rebound, Zelke, and Zelke is fouled. And we'll go to the line. That'll give us time to let you know that you should not let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. That's Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They're now Tuna and in Chippewa Falls. First free throw is perfect for Zelke. Also, that new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. Zelke's second free throw is short. Did not hit the rim. First one perfect, second one not so much, but Zelke with 7 points, 82-31. Callie Goulet, Kylie Jensen, Kendall Heffler, Izzy Hartman, and Siegenthaler, five on the floor for head coach Don Cooper and the Lady Max, enjoying a 51-point advantage in this regional final. Heffler up top to Jensen, across the foul line to Ann Siegenthaler. More substitutions coming in shortly for McDonald. Kylie Jensen, right wing. Across the foul line, attacking, goes in hard and called for an offensive foul as she just lost her balance a little bit and ran over Zelke.
Yep, she did.
So turnover again. We are in a running clock situation now. Katie Ruff and Maddie Geisler will be coming in. And they will sub out as Callie Goulet and Izzy Hartman.
Full time
out on the floor. We are back in 60 seconds. McDonald Playoff Basketball on WOGO.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
We'll make tonight a Culver's night. Culver's of Lake Halley is proud to back the Max. Stop by for the frozen custard flavor of the day, hot and delicious cheese curds and butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen beef. Culver's of Lake Halley. McDonald's 7.5 minutes, less than that, away from a regional championship, leading 82-31 here against the visiting Stratford Tigers. Jumper from the right baseline is no good for Stratford. Offensive rebound, Zelke. And Zelke from low on the right, low on the left, excuse me. Two more. She's approaching double digits with 9 points. Kendall Heffler out to Maddie Geisler. Big head fake from Maddie across the foul line out to Claire Ruff. Ruff spots up a three, splashed it. Right wing triple in front of her own bench. Claire Ruff.
She's a good shooter.
Claire Ruff now is into double digits. That's the fourth Lady Max player in double digits. And Aubrey Dorn getting really close as well. In fact, no, excuse me, Aubrey Dorn has 10. So there's another McDonald player in double digits. There's a couple shots missed, but Zelke with a save along the baseline. Now a shot high off the glass. No, but a whistle and a foul. Michaela Stieber will go to the line shooting a pair here.
Well, we're going to put that on.
Via McDonald's fifth foul. And again, we're almost to 6 minutes. Kendall Heffler second. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. First free throw is good for Michaela Stieber. She has 4 points tonight. Desire, determination, dedication, 3D Fitness. In Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations in Eau Claire and downtown Chippewa. Open 24-7 so you can train on your schedule. 3D Fitness, that's 3D Fitness, as Stieber hits the second. 85-35, McDonald up a half century here. Maddie Geisler up top to Chloe Flanagan. Flanagan back to Claire Ruff. Across the foul line, shoots it out to Kendall Heffler. She'll snap off a three, pops in and out. Offensive rebound, Flanagan. Right back to Claire Ruff, and I think she stepped on the baseline.
Well, she didn't get established coming out of bounds or something. She definitely came in from out of bounds.
Another timeout on the floor.
30 seconds.
So we will take a timeout as well. We're back in half a minute this time on WOGO.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together. But I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
B-York's brand
metal roof.
Well, whether you are a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. 50-point game, 85-35 McDonald. We traverse under 5 minutes to play in this regional final. Tubbs at the foul line. Jumper is good. Tria Tubbs, the sophomore, 5'11" forward. That's her first basket of the night. 85-37 cuts the deficit to 48. Claire Ruff in front of her own bench, high on the right wing. Puts on the floor, then crosses over to Kendall Heffler up top. Heffler threw it over Maddie Geisler inadvertently as Maddie got tripped up and the pass just sailed over her head. Clock running. 4.5 to go. Donald looking to move on to a sectional semifinal with opponent TBD. But that'll take place in Ladysmith on Thursday evening.
All on Chloe Flanagan.
That's the team's eighth, and that will put Lainey Pankratz on the line, shooting a 1-1 here. Pankratz's first free throw is too strong. Rebound pulled in by Zelke. She goes right back up, too strong, and batted into the arms of Claire Ruff. Ruff across the timeline to Maddie Geisler. Geisler up top. Couple left-handed dribbles out to Claire Ruff, cutting across the foul line and flip over to Kendall Heffler. Heffler puts it on the floor with the left hand. To Maddie Geisler straight on, working the bounce. Chloe Flanagan with 3:38 to play. 85-37 McDonald. Coming to a jump stop, Kendall Heffler, her pass stolen. Kendall tries to pull it back at midcourt. Stieber drops the pass down low. Nice feed to Zelke, and Zelke up it in for two, and now she officially is in double digits. Definitely a player to build around for this Stratford Tigers team. They've lost a couple players to ACL injuries as well. We'll wish them the best, but Stratford certainly looks like they'll maybe even improve upon that number four seed they got this year as they go into the playoffs next year if all goes well. 3 minutes to go, 85-39 McDonald. Right side, Kendall Heffler outside the arc to clear Ruff. A whistle, and I think we'll have a hold on probably Michaela Stieber. Yeah, there's a lot of sophomores out there for Stratford. Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always proud to back the Max. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley Financial Services is your financial goals partner. Online at ChippewaTaxAccounting.com. That's ChippewaTaxAccounting.com. And now, with 2:28 to go on a running clock, a lot more substitutions for the Stratford Tigers. So they'll get everybody in here. A fine season. Going to come to an end here tonight in Chippewa Falls. McDonald has Tessa Rozowski out there, the 5'6" junior guard, number 42. Also Emily Hartman, the freshman. Katie Ruff, right block extended. Kick out up top to Rozowski. Lauren Misfeld out there as well, the 5'6" junior guard, number 25. McDonald lost the handle on the ball in front of their own bench. The minute 56 left. Another substitution coming in for Stratford. That's Lucy Zaleski, 5'7" sophomore. So everybody getting a chance to play here. In a good way for McDonald. Not the way Stratford was looking for, but always good to see all the players who worked so hard in practice get a chance to get into the game. As Kasperson bumped by Katie Ruff in the lane. And that will send Kasperson to the line. Look forward to our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll talk with head coach Don Cooper. We'll celebrate as they cut down the nets here. Preview a look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar, which is getting jam-packed next week, and we love it. Kasperson is good on the first free throw on the 1-1. She's been very strong from the line here tonight.
Yeah, she has a good shot.
45-point lead for McDonald, under 60 seconds to play. And second free throw for Kasperson is good. Draws a lot of rim, but goes through. That should just about do it. We'll see how this possession goes for McDonald with 40 seconds left. Chloe Flanagan to Rozowski. Tess up top, Emily Hartman. Swings it over to Chloe Flanagan on the right wing. 33 seconds left. 85-41 McDonald here in this regional championship. To Rozowski at the right block. Shoots a bounce pass out to Emily Hartman. Hartman to Lauren Misfeld on the left wing. Lauren out to Chloe Flanagan with 20 seconds to play. Emily Hartman cuts across the foul line with a dribble to Rozowski with 16. Rozowski driving and hard comes to a jump stop and shoulder and a trip to the line with 12 seconds left. We'll see if they pause the clock so Tessa has a chance to get a couple points in here. Just one free throw attempt on the season for the 5'6" junior guard Tessa Rozowski. Tessa's first free throw comes up a little bit short. One more attempt remaining with 5.8 seconds left. 85-41 McDonald. Second attempt for Tessa. That one off the mark. Emily Hartman can't quite corral the rebound. 4 seconds left. Stratford going to try and get this one across the timeline. Kasperson throws one up at the buzzer. Too strong, and that'll do it. McDonald once again, regional champions. Your final score in the final home game of the season for your McDonald Central Lady Macs. The Macs are moving on once again. 85-41 victors over the fourth-seeded Stratford Tigers. Lots coming up in our post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices. For commercial home and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk with head coach Don Cooper shortly. We'll start out with a quick 90-second break and be back with our McDonald postgame. They'll be cutting the nets down, taking a lot of pictures. Regional champions, your McDonald Central Lady Macs, 85-41 the final. Don't go away. We're back right after this on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
This is the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll talk with head coach Don Cooper, as always, here on the WOGO Postgame Show. But again, a lot of festivities out there right now. I think Coach Cooper will be making his way over to us, but they've got that ladder. You love seeing that, your final home game of the season, the home finale here at Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. And you love seeing the ladder come out as Emily Cooper will mount that ladder, and as her dad holds on to it, will take the first cutting from the net. Alexis Lander, athletic director, down there as well as head coach Don Cooper, joins us here on the Post Glass Postgame Show. And coach, home finale, and not a better sight than seeing your team, led by those seniors, get to grab a piece of the net to take with them for the rest of their lives.
Yes, it's very special, and they ended their senior season on the home court with a special moment, so it was really good to see that.
What were you most proud of or most impressed by with your team again tonight? We can't say it enough that defense leads the way, and after you got down 2-0 to start this game, never looked back.
Yeah, again, defense wins the championships. I thought our defense could have played a little bit better. We fouled too much. We reached too much. And again, at the next level, they're going to call it a little tighter, so we got to get better at that. So other than that, I loved how we were patient on offense, and we did a good job.
Coach, 5 players in double figures here tonight.
That was awesome.
And again, just so many different contributions from all over the place, too. And it's great to see, again, players who push one another in practice get a chance to get into this game and contribute in a meaningful way.
Yes, and that's what it's all about. Get these girls experience so they get out on the floor, know what we're all about, and be patient. And they did every single girl that got into the game was very good today.
What's the message to the team going forward? You'll have a little bit of a break to make sure you're healthy before that sectional semifinal, waiting on the opponent. Again, we have a good idea of who it'll be. And surely, as a coaching staff, you've who's out there in this section. But it's more about what you need to do, what your team needs to do to continue playing this brand of basketball. So what's the message going to be to the team as we move through the weekend and then into those few short practices before a sectional semifinal?
Again, you know, champions are crowned because of their rebounding. We've got to do a better job rebounding. That's going to be our focus this week on rebounding. Phillips is a very good rebounding team.
And finally, Coach, what does it mean to you to capture a regional championship? Because I think sometimes with the success of this program, it's easy to look past what a special moment this is and how many teams would give a limb to be able to have something that's almost routine. for this program and never want to take it for granted just how special it is to be able to have that regional crown. I know that's just one of your goals for the season, but it is a special, special thing.
Well, again, our goal was, again, conference champion, regional champion. Now the next one, we got to take it each step at a time, but we don't look past any single person. We work hard in practice, and this is a fruitation of the hard work that these girls put in every day.
Well, Coach, again, I'm enjoying being able to take pictures of all of these seniors as they've got the clippers out and getting pictures with their family and friends with those pieces of the net. We'll let you get down and join them. And, man, so glad to say we'll see you on Thursday night.
Well, thank you guys for the great coverage. We appreciate it.
That's head coach Don Cooper of the regional champs, your McDonald Central 8 Lady Macs. They are 85-41 winners tonight over the Stratford Tigers. As the festivities continue, we will continue along with it. Looking forward to more in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. This is the Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror is free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We're back in three on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for butter burgers, custard, and cheese curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
This is the Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. The Nets continuing to be shorn as Emily Hartman up there right now grabbing her piece. Again, they go by classes, so the seniors got theirs first. And again, just love seeing this scene in the home finale. Final home game here at our beloved Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium. And just family and friends, classmates out on the floor, drinking in this moment as the season always has to end for one of the two teams in playoffs, but not for McDonald here tonight as they move on to the sectional level yet again.
Yes, I would be a safe bet, Caleb, that we might not be the last ones out of here tonight.
Yeah, maybe not.
It's kind of a rarity.
We've got plenty of highlights left, and again, thank you to Sam Aberley back at the WOGO studios in Halley, keeping things running smoothly here tonight. Always have kind of that elongated post-game show in a regional championship as we certainly enjoy sharing this moment.
Yes. Everybody's getting a chance to cut down the net. The managers and statisticians and everybody's getting out there. And then the finale will be Coach Cooper cutting them down.
We'll make sure we get a picture of him as he goes up there as well, too. But two nights now, we've seen two playoff games, back-to-back nights, and the defense has just been absolutely lights out. It's trying to find superlatives at this point, trying to find more adjectives to describe just how good this defense has been. And Coach Cooper is still saying, well, we can be better, we can foul less, we can rebound more, but wow. It's going to be this McDonald team is a tough out regardless, but the level that they are playing defensively right now is going to make things very difficult indeed.
Yes, I mean that whether they're in the man-to-man defense or they employ that 1-3-1 trapping zone defense, it's tough, you know. And if you don't have somebody, I mean, I credit Stratford, they at least drove the ball into the middle there and made things happen, you know, made McDonald commit fouls and what have you. But a lot of these girls, if you don't have somebody that can handle the ball out against this defense, then you're in trouble.
Well, the assistant coach is now taking the ladder, and it will be Coach Cooper's time in just a moment. We're going to take a final break here, or not quite a final break, actually, because I still have highlights to put together, but we're going to take a break here just to double-check our stats, and then we'll get you those stats, analysis, a look at the WOGO sports calendar, as well as both Coach Coopers will be up on that ladder momentarily. Dad holding it for son right now.
Yep.
McDonald, again, winners 85-41 and punching their ticket to a sectional semifinal on Thursday. We presume Phillips will be the opponent, and we will try to confirm that shortly during the break. But in the meantime, give us 2.5 minutes, and we are back with more of the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They can recalibrate windshields of any make and model for you. Post Glass and Mirror, Dan, Derek, and the crew. Back in 2.5 on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald basketball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Celebrating a regional championship here in Chippewa Falls, McDonald. Another running clock victory for the second night in a row, 85-41. They blow the roof off of their own gym here with a phenomenal offensive and defensive game as they defeat the number four seed, the Stratford Tigers, and will move on to a sectional semifinal. We'll see if we can get that opponent confirmed for you. But, again, it's been kind of the thought all throughout the season. Again, you don't ever want to look past someone. But you look at the brackets, look at the matchups, and figure Phillips is probably going to be there in that sectional semifinal. And you're just hoping that you are as well, too. And that's come to reality here.
Yes, that'll be a good game. It's up on a neutral court up at Ladysmith. So, you know, the girls got to be ready. I mean, they're starting their final trimester of school here, so they just had finals this week, which was kind of nice to get that out of the way, get a little stress off of them. And now the beginning of that, a new class schedule. So that's kind of nice to have that going into this, too. So, again, takes a little bit off the kids for having some of that stress level and school and all that, the distractions. So I think that will be a good way to – have these girls get ready for Thursday night. It'll come quick Thursday and hopefully keep on going to Saturday.
Phillips, the 2 seed, was playing Cameron, the 4 seed, tonight. And again, not seeing a final from that one yet, but maybe before the end of our broadcast, we will have that for you. Let's take a look at the stats now, and then we'll get you those top plays of the night. 7 different players scored for the Stratford Tigers. Again, they played a stronger second half, I would say, offensively than in the first half. Of course, a lot of McDonald reserves in as well, but that's still putting a lot of talented players out there. So credit to this scrappy Stratford bunch, as their coach, Tammy Christofferson, said. Again, they're not going to back down from any challenge. They've got a lot of sophomores seeing a lot of playing time, and so this is a Tigers team that's just going to get better and better, you would presume. Emily Zelke, the 6'2" sophomore forward, led the way with 11 points tonight, then 10 for Kayla Kasperson, the junior. 6 points tonight for Ashley Hollitz, the senior, lone senior on this entire roster in her final game in a Tigers uniform. 5 for Michaela Stieber, the sophomore. 5 for the junior, Lainey Pankratz. 2 for Carly Pankratz, the freshman. And 2 for Tria Tubbs, the sophomore. On the other side for McDonald, after 11 players scored last night, 9 scored tonight, including 5 in double figures. Just incredible. 17 points apiece for the Splash Sisters, Emily Cooper and Ella Mae Cooper, 17 each. Then 14 points for freshman forward Ann Siegenthaler, 11 for Claire Ruff, freshman guard, and senior Aubrey Dorn in her final game here in a McDonald uniform on the home floor for McDonald. The captain scores 10 points despite battling some foul trouble. Rounding out the scoring for McDonald, Kylie Jensen hit a 3 in each half, finished with 6 points. 4 for Kendall Heffler, 5 for Izzy Hartman, and 2 points for Callie Goulet to round out the scoring as McDonald put up 85 here to go out with a bang on their final game here at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium. And looking forward to, again, those neutral site games, as much as we love broadcasting from here in Chippewa Falls. Getting to play neutral site games means you're having a pretty special season.
Yes, and again, Ladysmith is... it's a nice gymnasium up there, and a little trip up Highway 27 and into a little bit of the north country up there. So, again, Phillips will be coming down from the north, and we'll come up from the south and meet them halfway. And see who comes out of that one.
Looking forward to that. Again, likely a 6:30 p.m. pregame with a highlight recap of this one. And we'll look ahead to that game. Again, we'll update you on WOGO.com as soon as we get those details confirmed. Also waiting for details. Congratulations again to Chippewa Falls Boys Hockey, Chi High, 4-0. Another shutout. They blank Spash, the number one versus number two teams in the state of Wisconsin, tangled today in Hudson, that sectional final. And Chi High, 4-0 winners. That's their 17th victory in a row. They're 24-3 on the season. And now, for the second time in 4 years and the eighth time in program history, Scott Parker's Chi High Cardinals boys hockey team will be going to the WIA Division I state tournament. If they get the one seed, they will play at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning in Middleton, which would put our pregame around 9:30 a.m. with Greg Stewart and Cooper Fosvik. Again, waiting on details, but that is our expectation, at least, and those details will be at WOGO.com as soon as the seedings come out. We're going to take one final break here, one final break for 3 minutes, and then be back with your final thoughts, a look ahead at boys basketball next week, and your highlights as well. That's all ahead in three as we finish up the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices, postglassandmirror.com. Back in three to tie things up, a regional championship for McDonald with a 44-point victory tonight over Stratford.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned, with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. So many highlights by halftime, we didn't have a chance to bring them to you then. We will now for the first and second halves as McDonald Able to put a running clock on an opponent for the second straight night, 85-41 the final. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, also on Max TV. Tonight, the action the first half sounded like this. Couple defenders, comes up short, grabs her own rebound, fighting for it between three Stratford defenders. Out to Emily Cooper. Cooper, a runner for the foul line switch.
Good fight down there by Izzy.
Straight on, pass up the three with a beautiful head fake. Kick out LeMay Cooper, left wing beyond the arc. LeMay working right-handed dribble out to Hartman across the foul line to Emily Cooper on the left wing. Goes behind her back of the left elbow. Pull up, 16-foot jumper, rattles it in. It's in the left corner against LeMay Cooper. She lost her balance. The ball's loose. Hauled in very quickly by Hartman. Push ahead to Dorn. Dorn down the left side of the lane. Goes in hard.
Down the basket and the foul.
Plus premiums and bonuses, go to nestlejobs.com to find current openings. That's nestlejobs.com. 11-2 McDonald, under 13 and a half to go. LeMay Cooper pulls up deep jumper from 17, all net.
Good to have her hot.
Straight on for LeMay Cooper. She has six of McDonald's 13. They lead by 11.
Kendall.
So the scoring drought finally stopped momentarily for the Stratford Tigers. Jensen leaves it out for LeMay Cooper. LeMay goes behind her back of the foul line. Now hesitation, goes between a couple defenders and works it up off the window for two. Goodness, LeMay with eight. Cooper, beautiful pocket bounce pass. Siegenthaler up and in for two. Her first two of the game after somehow Emily Cooper found her in amazing black jersey. Now Siegenthaler with a steal, races to the hoop and scores. Emily Cooper to LeMay Cooper, left wing outside the arc. Jab step with that left sneaker. Up top, Aubrey Dorn to Emily Cooper. Steps back for three, right wing.
Online, perfect, right through the bottom of the net.
Look good.
Play straight on between the wheels. Shoots a pass to Emily Cooper in the right corner. LeMay Cooper left wing, now up top between the circles. Back to Emily Cooper. No hesitation, snaps off a three. Same spot, same result. Two in a row.
You know, from our vantage point here, we can call that right as it leaves her hands. It just looks right on.
Touched by the Lady Max. 8:52 to play. Quick trigger on a three on the inbounds, and no, pops in and out for Kasperson. Rebound to Ruff. LeMay Cooper to Kendall Heffler, sprinting down the floor high off the glass.
Nice.
Oh, Kendall, you can see why she wants to bat leadoff. There's the speed. 1-8. And Siegenthaler giving Kasperson all kinds of trouble. Kick out to the left wing, driving it hard, clear, Ruff swats the shot away. Out to LeMay Cooper. Cooper across the timeline. LeMay, hesitation, down to the right block, goes up hard off the glass. They just ripped the pass out of the air and took it away. Callie on the right wing, the senior, holds on to it. To Emily Cooper, to Kylie Jensen. Spots up a three, left wing, right in front of the Stratford bench. Splash.
Made it rain.
Person up top for Stratford, now to Tubbs. Hubs against Goulet, runs into a double team in the left block, throws it up top, wildly knocked away by Siegenthaler to Hartman, right back to Siegenthaler, and down the lane, gallops in for two. 8 points for Siegenthaler as Hartman just got clipped by a screen at midcourt, and Izzy recovers and knocks the pass away in the arms of Callie Goulet to Emily Cooper, push ahead to Siegenthaler, Siegenthaler to the rim, count it.
Yes.
Bracket knows Zelke battling for the rebound. It's loose. She knocked it loose up top. Emily Cooper had it for a moment and somehow shovels it ahead to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler one on two.
Oh,
beautiful touch high off the glass with the left hand.
She does that so well.
My goodness. Siegenthaler and Katie Ruff round out the five on the floor for head coach Don Cooper. Clear Ruff up top. By the left elbow, leaves it for Izzy Hartman. Hartman cutting between four defenders off the top of the window and in.
High off the glass.
My goodness, Izzy.
To stifle Stratford again. They do a good job of attacking, but, man, they have a hard time getting the ball in.
Emily Cooper, deep three right at the circle. Her third tonight. Splish splash for Emily Cooper. Looking for the last points of the half. Kasperson on the left side to Carly Pankratz. Pull up jumper, Pankratz off the front of the rim. No to Ann Siegenthaler. Siegenthaler with 6 seconds to clear Ruff. Ruff sprints down the right side of the lane, scores to beat the buzzer.
Just beats him down the floor.
And McDonald with a bang, ending the first half. 57 points on the board in the first 18 minutes of action. Your score at. And that's how the first half sounded. Let's move on to the second half highlights here on WOGO. The three, that one rattles in and out halfway down. Tubbs lost it off the back of Izzy Hartman and right into the arms of LeMay Cooper. LeMay across the Bulldog logo at midcourt, crosses over at full speed right to the rim and scores.
She knows where she's going with that ball.
6'2", Emily Zelke. Driving in hard, and Siegenthaler up for two. Speaking of youngsters who are impressive, 14 points for Siegenthaler.
She's not afraid to take the ball to the hoop either.
67-24, McDonald. Underrated aspect of Ann's game, just how fast she gets up and down the floor. Kasperson, 15-foot jumper, yes. 5-7-2-0-4000, 7-2-0-4000, Heath, Loken & Associates, LLC, professional and surveying. Aubrey Dorn, beautiful wrap around, and
nice.
Scores on the reverse, going from left to right. 07-07 over Zgala.com. A little bit too long on the second free throw attempt for Aubrey Dorn. 70-26, McDonald. Drive inside, Callie Goulet got a piece of it. Aubrey Dorn with a block on the follow. Two straight rejections for the McDonald defense. Casper. High feed to Zelke. Now on the left side, Pancras throws it away, and Claire Ruff steps in front of a pass, intercepts, goes all the way down the floor for a score. An easy swooping layup for Claire Ruff. Carly Pancras lost it in the lane, and Siegenthaler falls to a knee, scooping it up, hands it off to Emily Cooper. To Kendall Heffler. Heffler, beautiful jump down to Aubrey Dorn.
Goodness.
Up with the left hand and scores.
What
a great
assist.
Reaction time. Clock. And Siegenthaler to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn in front of her own bench, cuts into the lane, muscles it down, out to Emily Cooper. Cooper finds Kendall Heffler underneath the basket, up and in
nice.
For two.
Emily could just, she is so good at reading the floor. And
out to Maddie Geisler, big head fake from Maddie, across the foul line, out to Claire Ruff. Ruff spots up a three, splashed it. Right wing triple in front of her own bench, Claire Ruff. A full game's worth of highlights to end the Postglass postgame show, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Again, quality service, affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And Mark Maloney looking ahead to a very busy week here on WOGO Sports, and great to see our Chippewa Falls teams doing so well. Again, girls basketball, sectional level, state hockey, and hoping for a couple games of each there at state for Chi High Hockey, and sectional semi and sectional final, we hope, for these McDonald Lady Macs as well.
Yes, and it's that time of year, right, Caleb? This is just fantastic, you know, with the hockey team over at Chi High. They do a great job over there. They're on a big winning streak.
17 in a row.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, and then these girls got to keep her going too. So it will be a fun week. And guess what? We're entering March. So it's good enough to have March Madness.
Yes, indeed. Scores that we know so far. Fall Creek, a number one seed on the other side, got a 57-38 home victory over number five Colfax tonight. Also a bit of an upset, maybe a surprise here. Coach Teddy Joas and the Regis Ramblers. Number three seed goes to Durand, Arkansas, upsets the Panthers 37-29 in a defensive battle. So it will set up the third meeting of the season between Fall Creek and Regis. That game will be at Somerset on Thursday evening. Our game will be at Ladysmith. And again, we're just kind of presuming that Phillips will be in that game. They played number three seed Cameron at Phillips tonight. We just have not been able to get a final score yet. But that is the presumption. This is
yes.
A very, very talented Phillips team. I'm sure we'll talk about it ad nauseum before the game, but they're a pretty strong physical team, as Coach Cooper has talked about. They also, at last check on wisports.net, had two of the top five players in the state in three-point shooting percentage. So not one, but two. Now, Emily Cooper's up there
yes.
as well, too, but this is a Phillips team that can do it inside and out. It's going to be a physical team, and again... Coach Cooper knows what he's doing. He knows how to prepare his team for the opponents that they may face, because we do have the advantage of knowing who's in your section, and so that's certainly an opponent that they have their eye on, and hopefully we'll be ready to play come Thursday night on a neutral setting.
Yes, and that's, the girls got a week to prepare and see who their opponents are, and Coach Cooper does a good job with his staff and watching some film and seeing what happens and what they need to work on and just get these girls prepared. So it'll be a good trip up 27, and Ladysmith again is a nice gym up there, so Let's see if we can't go up there and make some noise.
Speaking of preparation, that's what Coach Schilling's squad is doing for the McDonald boys. And again, a credit to them and their nice win over Colby and the crossover. So representing the Western Clover Belt Conference well two nights ago, getting that victory. And they got a number 6 seed in the tournament. They will face the number 11 seed Boyceville. Boys, that is coming up exclusively on Max TV. So again, thank you so much to Alexis Lander, Athletic Director Val Knobloch, the Max TV crew, allowing us to be able to bring you that broadcast. Because also on Tuesday night, Tuesday the 27th, Mark Halverson will be road tripping over to Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, number 17 Chi-High boys basketball, looking for a play-in game victory over Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. So that will be a 6:35 p.m. start on the air on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com on Tuesday evening. We will be right back here for the McDonald boys and Boyceville exclusively on Max TV. We'll, of course, get those links out for you on our website and social media as well. But by now, hopefully, you know where to find it when we say it's on Max TV. So, again, looking forward to that game. Thank you so much to all the sponsors making these broadcasts possible. And if the McDonald boys win, as we hope they will, it won't be an easy game. But if they win that 6 versus 11 matchup, they will set up a rematch of their very first game of the season when they were nipped by a point by Spring Valley. This game will be at Spring Valley, who got a number 3 seed. That would be next Friday night in a regional semifinal. So hopefully we have a lot of Max boys basketball next week as well, but it all starts out on Tuesday nights.
Yes, and again, the boys have been playing pretty decent lately, so hopefully they can keep it up and hit some threes out there. They got some good shooters, and obviously it looks like, well, we know for a fact that Miles Flanagan had his ACL repaired last Wednesday, so he's hobbling around on crutches, so he'll be there just for the moral support, and hopefully these guys can carry on, make him proud.
We certainly wish Miles the best and a speedy recovery. He's done so many great things throughout the years here, and tough to see a senior again have to end his season via injury. But again, just Miles, we saw it in the games that he played, just a heart and soul type of player.
Yes.
With his effort here on the basketball floor, and great to see his progression again as he's grown in this McDonald program. And of course, you know him well, coaching him on the football side of things too. Just
yes.
an excellent young man, and so we certainly wish Miles the absolute best. And moving forward here too, and know he will be again a phenomenal teammate all throughout what we hope is a deep playoff run for the McDonald boys as they also move up to Division 4 with the challenges they're in.
Yes, so we'll again you know, Coach Schilling's got, he'll have a shoot around typically on Sundays and practice on Monday and get him ready for Tuesday, and Coach Cooper's got a couple of days to get his squad ready.
And so, I'm actually seeing that squad working on their service right now, too, as we've got David Anderson and Jordan Sikora and Cooper Mittermeier helping clean up the gym. So
yes, that's a good – well, they probably are the ones that made the mess down there in the corner. So
it could be. That could be.
Alexis isn't going to take any grief from them guys. So, yep, they did a nice job of cleaning up their popcorn.
Well, again, look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar at WOGO.com. We'll get a podcast of this one up for you in about an hour and a half or so. Should be up live on WOGO.com. We'll get that out on our social media as well. Thank you so much to Val Knobloch and the Max TV crew. Always honored to partner our WOGO Sports play-by-play with them. Thank you to Sam Aberle as well, back at the WOGO home base in Halley, our board operator and producer here tonight. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying goodnight from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium for the final time for Lady Max basketball here in the 2023-24 campaign. We'll talk to you on Tuesday and Thursday nights, and hopefully more next week as well. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Max regional champions once again. They win it with a final tally of 85-41 over the Stratford Tigers. This has been McDonald Lady Max playoff basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror,
Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.